According to national statistics, a significant number of young athletes feel intense pressure from their parents, with up to 45% leaving sports due to this pressure, 70% experiencing sports-related stress or anxiety. So our next guest really has some insight for us. He co-wrote a book, which is called The Sideline, The Clipboard, and The Whistle. Joining us now, Kevin Reed, who is from right here in Connecticut, and can talk about his own experience raising a daughter all the way from her first youth soccer game to Division I college athletics. And he didn't lose his mind, apparently. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Melissa, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I mean, why were you inspired to write this book?
Well, I wrote, so two people actually wrote this book, myself and a good friend of mine who's actually known our family and our daughter for a little while now. We obviously grew up in Fairfield County, as you mentioned. I'm from Connecticut, and my daughter played soccer at Trumbull and for a local club called Connecticut Football Club, which is a sort of a high-end, high-level club soccer. And Shannon Colligan, who's now happens to be my daughter's coach at Fordham University.
Oh, wow.
We co-wrote the book together because we had seen patterns and behaviors really not just by parents, but by other coaches, by directors, by the clubs themselves, by the kids. And we just kind of said there's got to be a better way. It's got to be, a more methodical, maybe recipe-driven, just being humans and good human nature. And we felt that writing a book that recalled some of these stories might be a really good process for people just to reflect, right? Look back at what we experienced, what we observed, and go, hey, am I doing that? Am I not doing that? Is this something that may be causing, and you had an opening line here, 45% girls, and the number is almost there for boys as well. Dropping out of youth sports by 12, 14 years old. So we just thought there was a better way.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there are parts of your book I want to dive into a little bit deeper. For example, you talk about not just raising your daughter, but raising the whole system that supports her. What do you mean?
Good question, actually. That's actually one of the most important themes in the entire book. Truth is, you know, I think raising a high-level athlete or, you know, any kid that performs outside of the home in some type of function, right? Could be band, could be music, could be theater, obviously sports. We feel that can't be done in a vacuum, so therefore it's a system. So you're not just parenting your daughter or your son, you're influencing everything around them, the team she's on, the music group she's in, the band she's in. We're in the stands, right? We're not the protagonist of these kids' stories. So I think there's another group of things in this system. It could be training. It could be a set playbook. It's also coaches. It's the directors of these programs, right? These things all connect. We've seen it that, you know, that parent who's all in on their kid, right? They're not invested in the bigger picture. They question every coach. They cheer only when their kid scores or treat the team like a vehicle to their daughter's or son's success. So what I learned over time, I think sometimes the hardest way is that when you pour that kind of energy into the full system, you know, when you pour support into other kids, show respect to the coaches, let things kind of happen. We start to get into this thing called the law of conservation of energy, right? I think a lot of us are familiar with that. What you put in, you get back, right? Energy is not lost. It just dissipates. It goes into something else. A lot of times that can come back to you. So when you pour negative energy or you don't support the system and you're only supporting your kid and you have this just mental drive towards whatever that goal is, sometimes that energy can be negative and it can come back on you and worst case your own kid.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about when we talk about the whole system.
Well, and you also mentioned in the book again, Kevin Reed is here who co-wrote the book, The Sideline, The Clipboard, and The Whistle. We'll put a link to where you could buy it on our website, voiceofct.com. There's a quote in your book, Kevin, where you say the ride home can build her up or break her down. Can you unpack that? Because it kind of feeds into what you're talking about as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that question, Melissa. That line comes from real experience. I'm going to admit it right now. Sometimes those ride homes were not
Oh, sure. Listen, I know. I come from an athletic family. I get it. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yep. Those are lines we still laugh about 30 years later. That's how much those car rides stuck out. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you said you could laugh about them. I'm hoping my daughter does that with me one day, because I'm not sure she's doing that now. But the thing is, did I kind of make that mistake? And we'll talk about what that mistake is in a minute. But, you know, did I make that mistake for too long? Did I keep going back to that well? I think it was, you know, as I said, that line comes from real experience. It's mistakes I learned from that ride home after the game. To me, most emotionally fragile moments a kid goes through. You know, it's one thing for us to go through that as adults, but I ask myself, what am I doing here? What am I actually challenging her on? Why did this have to be an immediately after the game I'm giving her feedback, or I'm asking her these questions? I mean, I read a lot of psychology books. I read a lot of books, journals that talk about, you know, after the fact, how long is it effective to bring something up? Does that person who really, like, who are we talking about here? It's your daughter and your son playing the sport, not you, right? So they need to ruminate. They need to think. You know, we think we're helping when we start analyzing. Why didn't you shoot? You know, you look tired. I don't know, like, what, I don't know, hustle more, right? But even if our intentions are good, what she or he hears, you weren't good enough that day. And it chips away at their confidence and their love for the game. And again, I'm so happy you brought up 45% of these kids. They lose the interest in these sports. It's not because they don't love the sports anymore. They don't love what's around it. And a lot of it has to do with their eroding confidence, whether it's mental, body issues, physiological. Maybe they just don't feel they're doing well. And a lot of times, I have to admit it, it's the parent that's at the heart of that. And that's what I learned, what we try to share in this book, is that that ride home needs to be sacred. That's their safe space. Think about it. There, whether that ride is 5 minutes or it's 5 hours, a lot of these kids play high-level sports. You know, I know we traveled across the country, let alone 6-7 hours in the car down south or out to Arizona or, you know, to Texas. You know, these things, these car rides home are sacred. They're with you. That's their family. And if you're turning that into a not safe space, it's not only about the sport anymore. It's about your familial relationships, right? And that's what's more important. You're going to talk about those things 30 years later, 20 years later, 10 years later. You're not going to talk about necessarily that shot she took. Mm-hmm. And made it, you know, maybe that was at the dinner table at Christmas and you're trying to boast about her. That's not what they think about 10, 20 years later.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I think, again, this is a really unique take on something that has, I think, progressively become more pressurizing. I mean, you look at what we just saw this past summer with the Little League World Series. We had Coach Palazzolo on, who's the Fairfield National Little League coach. And just the amount of pressure that these kids are under, whether it's coming from parents or just society and, you know, even, hey, can you get a scholarship from sports? Or, hey, what are we going to, is it worth all the money and the training and everything? It has become, unfortunately, exponentially more pressure on these kids. It's become also, unfortunately, we've seen a real uptick in our country with young athletes and suicidal rates. Again, that is not a direct correlation to parents. I don't want people feeling like we're pointing fingers. But I do think this is a book that brings a lot of insight and perspective, not just from a parent, but from a coach. I think this is a really unique read for people. And Kevin, I want to thank you for co-writing this and being so vulnerable, sharing your experience and creating, again, the sideline, the clipboard, and the whistle. If people want to get a copy of this, we are going to put all of those links on our website, voiceofct.com. And again, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And I look forward to hearing more great success from this book launch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Really, really appreciative you let me get that out there.
Absolutely.
Usually thankful.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yep. And I look forward to, you know, reading the book myself. Again, it is called The Sideline, The Clipboard, and The Whistle. And we will put links on our website, voiceofct.com, if you want to purchase it today.